Justine.
And this is the Cozy Co-op, a podcast where a games journalist and a creative writer talk about video games. My name is Video James, and I'm here to tell you cool kids to go vote. I don't know.
Are you going to talk about that today?
I forgot to actually update my newspaper. But yeah, I'll talk about that. That'll be a fun thing. Anyway, so we're talking about Lego games today, and this is encompassing things like Lego Island, Lego Racing, as well as the various Lego
Movie franchise.
Spin-offs, I guess, whatever you want to call those.
Because, like, Lego games are Lego games. We don't need to do individual episodes about Lego games.
If we were going to talk about... we don't need an episode about the Pirates of the Caribbean Lego game.
Right.
Though I do have opinions on it.
Okay.
But first, how about some news? So... first thing, we'll just hit that first one first. Obama doesn't like Pokemon. I can't help but just laugh when I say that. Obama doesn't like Pokemon.
He did very frankly does not. I mean, he frankly says everything, but...
look, I don't like Pokemon.
Don't.
I like politics. It's
please
not going
don't do
anywhere.
Your Obama impression.
That's not my... That is an amazing Obama impression. I even did the hand point.
I didn't see the hand point.
Yeah, but the audience doesn't know that.
Brandon's lying to you.
I'm building a world for them.
You're building the fiction.
So, yeah, the midterm elections are coming up in November.
Go vote.
So everyone's telling everyone to go vote.
Go vote.
Part of this is a news site. They're called Attention, but it's spelled ATTN. Mm-hmm. They posted a video featuring... is it ex-president?
Former
President Barack Obama addressing the 7 most common excuses to not vote. And the first one is, I don't like politics.
Yeah.
And his mindset was, you know, he doesn't like Pokemon, but he acknowledges that it's not going away.
I don't care about politics. Look, I don't care about Pokemon. But that doesn't mean it won't keep on coming back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes on to just explain, you know, people in power want you to not vote.
Exactly.
But...
not liking politics is not an excuse to not vote. You are personally affected whether you like it or not.
Yeah. It's a good video. He addresses some very valid points. But everyone's focusing on the fact that he said he doesn't like Pokemon. And I get it. You know, all these darn millennials and whatnot on the internet, they grew up with Pokemon. They have a nostalgic love for it. Myself included. He is a 57-year-old man.
Yeah.
When Pokemon first came out for children, he was already 22.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and he was in law school.
In law school. I get why he wouldn't really care about Pokemon. That makes sense.
Might have been law
school. That was a thing.
I can't remember.
Some other news. Borderlands 2 is coming to virtual reality.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to support, like, motion controls. It's on the PlayStation VR. I believe it's only on the PlayStation VR, at least at launch. They've not said it's coming to anything else.
That's going to be wild.
That'll be interesting. Some of the stats have been... there's no multiplayer. Mm-hmm. So some of the, like, upgrade perks have been moved away from multiplayer and toward the new bullet time slow-mo feature.
Yeah, but that would have been cool as hell to have Borderlands multiplayer in VR.
Which, I'm a little surprised it's not supported, because, like, multiplayer VR is totally possible. We've seen it already. I don't know what their reasoning was. Maybe it was a balancing thing.
Too hard to integrate. I don't know.
Perhaps. Last bit is a bit of an older news, but it's still interesting nonetheless. Capcom's Investor Relations has announced plans... for a Mega Man live-action movie.
Oh, right. I forgot about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's being written and directed by the same people who did the 3rd and 4th Paranormal Activity.
If Mega Man doesn't look like a jumbo plastic child, like, I just can't get my brain around it.
I need a plastic child. Well, I shouldn't say that. I agree. I cannot imagine him being anything other than just the bulbous cartoon.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Sonic, but apparently that movie's still happening.
They put that cover art on the first Mega Man game, and it's just like, yeah, it's yeah, not, that was it's me. A different, it's a completely different person.
Do you ever see Mega Man in the Marvel versus Capcom game?
Yeah, you showed him to me.
He's a fat boy.
Yeah.
God, that was so good. I'm hoping for that. I would love that. That's not going to happen, but I would love it. But I'm trying to think of any other news because I didn't write it down.
Why do we need so many live-action remakes of cartoon things? I don't think we need that.
It's the Netflix conundrum.
What is that?
Netflix keeps adapting things.
Oh.
Oftentimes in live-action.
Yeah. I don't like... Maybe it's cheaper?
I say that as it... Well, that is true. It can be because I don't know what kind of... I think it's just we want to be different.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
But that's what, I mean,
bureaucracy.
Disney's been doing their live action Disney movies for years now.
Nobody remembers them. Or at least I don't. I shouldn't say nobody. What was their last live action one?
I think the last one, it might have been Beauty and the Beast or Tarzan. Time is very non-linear.
Oh, Aladdin apparently is coming up.
Yeah, Mulan.
Oh, yeah. See, now they're just recycling. Come on, y'all.
I told you, they're remaking the movies in live action.
I've always had this long-standing gripe with movies just rehashing the same thing over and over.
Well, this is completely off topic, but I was thinking about this the other day because I've seen movies from, like, the 50s and 60s, and we complain a lot about how people just keep remaking things and rebooting them, but, like... There were a lot of movies back then whose sole plot was just a newlywed couple moves into an apartment and there's no actual plot.
And then one
line.
Of them gives birth to the child of Satan.
No, they don't. No, no.
I really want to watch that movie again. Rosemary's Baby, I think.
But yeah, I mean, we complain about them rebooting, but at least they have like an actual plot line instead of you having to just watch people be in an apartment with their kooky neighbor.
That's fair. Like, the ones that stand the test of time, we won't know until the future.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks back to...
I do have to say, the Ocean's 11 remake, in my opinion, better than the original, because the original ended with them accidentally incinerating all of the money they just got.
You know, I've not seen any of them.
They all walk sadly off screen as the credits roll.
My least favorite thing about the Ocean's 11 movies, I don't know how many there are.
I think there's three in the George Clooney ones, and then there's Ocean's 8 that came out with all women.
I see. Yeah, see, I was guessing 7, I think. The fact that they went, didn't one of them called like Ocean's 12? Wasn't that one of them?
Yeah, there was Ocean's 11, then Ocean's 12, and then Ocean's 13.
I think the fact that they specifically did that messed with me. Because I'm thinking, was there actually 11?
No.
Are they making a joke? Then there was like Ocean's 8, and they're like, okay, it's so there are older numbers.
It's because of how many people are involved in the heist.
That makes sense. So does that make Catwoman Ocean's 1?
This is not a movie podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. We have video games to talk about. Lego video games. So Legos.
We should do a movie podcast, though. I could talk about that all day.
I don't watch enough movies.
Well, I don't play enough video games to be doing this podcast.
Our powers combined, we do nothing.
Let's do a podcast.
Yes.
Something neither of us are interested in.
So, Legos.
Yes.
Tell me about your experience with Lego games.
Okay, Lego games are probably some of the earliest games that I played because I've mentioned this before, but my mom didn't like us playing violent video games when I was younger. Some of the earlier ones were like the Shrek 2 video game.
Oh, God. Can we do an episode on that?
If you want. It's a long time ago. It wasn't a bad game, though.
I'll find it. We'll replay it.
It wasn't bad.
I'm sure that ages very well.
I'm sure it doesn't. In a lot of, like, movie-based games, we had the Aragorn game, which was somehow worse than the movie.
Oof.
There was the Chronicles of Narnia game. But of the movie-based games, the Lego ones were the most fun because they did them correctly. And the ones that we played the snot out of when I was younger were the Star Wars ones.
Those were some of the most popular ones.
Yeah, we had the prequels and the original trilogy. And yeah, those were Or was it all on the same game? Might have all been on the same game.
I believe it is. I believe.
Because
we have it, like, here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it had all six.
I forgot I brought it over. Yeah, they, I lost my train of thought, sorry. Oh, we unlocked, like, everything. We had, like, that's all impressive. Of the unlockable. Because we played it for, it was, like, one of the only games that we played for a long time. And then, my brother, he's a very generous individual. He likes to buy things for people that he thinks they'll like. And something that he wanted me to get into video games more when I was in high school, I think.
Uh-huh.
So he was buying me video games. He bought me the Epic Mickey game. That's nice. And of then him. He bought the second one for me because it was two player and we could play it together. But he also got me the Lord of the Rings Lego game.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh yes. And no, I feel like I've played it with you before, but there's some really good things. And that one was when I realized, because we also have the Harry Potter Lego games.
Yes, I've seen those.
We've played those, and those are really fun. Except that, like, my brother and I got so far, and then it glitched to the point that we couldn't progress, and so we stopped playing it for a while.
Oh, no.
But I can't remember what the glitch was. I think, like, we couldn't... I can't remember. We also have the Indiana Jones
Lego
game. But it was when we hit the Lord of the Rings one that I realized they were really updating the formula of the Lego games, because it used to be you have your common area where you go entering the different chapters.
Yeah. The central base. HUD.
Nobody ever talked.
Which I liked it better that way, personally.
I did too. Nobody talked, and... I don't know, I think it was like the common area was not, there's not a lot of stuff around there.
No, you go there, you run around a bit, you can change your character up.
You can get some coins.
Then you go over to the doorway and that brings you to like chapter one.
Well, the Lord of the Rings one is actually really fun. We do have voice acting in that one.
Ugh.
People do talk, but there's a lot more to it. Like the common area where you go and do your like level selection is just kind of an open world Middle Earth. Like you just run around like a smaller version, like a condensed Middle Earth. You run around and sometimes you go to like, I think you can go to Isengard and go to some Two Towers chapters or something. I think that's how it works. Like you go to locations and you can do those chapters, which is very cool. And having that big of an area to run around in between chapters gives you really full range of all of the things that you unlocked. And I think there's some bonus stuff you can do, like puzzle things that you can figure out, if I'm remembering correctly. I haven't played in a long time, but...
Question.
Yes.
Are the hobbits smaller?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's like
How?
Well, it's the same way that... In the Star Wars games, you have characters of different sizes because there are certain doors you can't get into unless you're small enough to crawl through. So, like, the Jawas were smaller.
Oh, that's fair.
And a couple other things, I think. So, yeah, the hobbits are smaller. There are... One of my favorite things that you can unlock or whatever is this hat. I think it's a hat. And you put it on... And there's like club lights, like strobe lights and colored lights and stuff that start flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts playing a club version of Taking the Hobbits to Isengard.
Oh my god, that sounds beautiful.
It is. It's very, very fun. We used to put that hat on all the time, run around Middle Earth.
That's it. Because all of the Lego games throughout all of them, they're all very silly.
Yes.
They take a much lighter air. Like, you can find a movie theater in one of the Star Wars ones. I can't remember what movie was playing.
Probably Star Wars.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you...
But yeah, it is silly.
It is like... I'm trying to think of a comparison, but like, if anyone has listened to The Adventure Zone, how they continuously throw in, like, modern references and...
Oh, yeah.
Things
in Tom Bodette.
Yeah, that's kind of how the Lego games are, without like specifically naming people or places or whatever. You do get like a vending machine or a movie theater, mm-hmm. or the Taking Dobbit's Isengard hat.
Yeah, and like I'm pretty sure I had Chewbacca wearing like a flower hat.
Yeah, you can get flower hats. Yeah,
it's kind of they're kind of parodies in their core, but it's done well.
It's just a, like you said, it's a lighthearted version of the thing. So, mom was always like, no, you can't play violent games. I don't want you guys shooting each other and killing each other. You can just smack the crap out of each other. Yeah. And like,
yeah, I've inflicted more violence upon my companions in Lego games than I have in any other.
Sometimes not even on purpose.
Yeah, you get in front of my gun and I shoot you. Yeah. And then I shoot you again to teach you a lesson.
It is, I don't know why they made it so weirdly satisfying to slap people.
Oh, just because the way they burst.
The way they burst and the sound, and it's just whap, whap, whap. It's so like solid.
It is.
It's so wonderful.
Very satisfying.
And I want to play some Lego games, baby.
There's very little punishment to death. Which is another, yes. Like, this game is
it's like
fantastic for casuals,
yes,
air quotes.
That's exactly why I grew up playing this game.
Yeah, because, like, when you die, you lose some coins.
Yeah.
I call them coins. They're also Lego pieces.
They're like little Lego bits, but yeah, they're coins.
And, which, they are used for things, but they are totally unnecessary, optional.
You don't
need them at any point.
You don't, like, buy weapons to get through the level. You don't spend your money to get certain upgrades that will help you progress through the level. You use the coins to, like, buy characters you haven't unlocked.
Yeah, buy or trash compactor robot.
Right, or, you know, just fun little things like the flower hats or mustache, like the disguise things where you do the glasses and mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can get those. And it's just like things that have absolutely no relevance to getting through a level. And the levels are so easy to do. There's
even if you do die, like you're brought right back where you start. You never lose progress, so to speak.
No, and you like exact what you said, like if you die, you just reappear a second later exactly where you were a second ago.
Yeah, and you can pick up the coins you dropped, even.
Yeah, if you don't fall off a cliff.
So,
as long as your friend doesn't run around picking them up first.
Yeah.
Because that was something Kyle and I would do, is we would run around and try to grab somebody else's coins every time we get
them. Steal their coin.
Yeah, that was the biggest competitive thing in the Lego games, was who could get the most coins, and you would often end up, like, murdering each other to get their coins.
Absolutely. You know what other game ended up implementing a similar process?
The Sausage Party?
No.
I don't know why I call it Sausage Party. The
Sausage Sports
Club.
Fun game. Look it up on the Nintendo Switch.
Completely separate from Sausage Party.
I did a fun review of it. No, Mario Odyssey.
Well,
they threw out their life system in favor for you lose some coins on death.
Right.
But you also, there's a lot of ways to get coins. You can have an infinite amount of coins.
Mm-hmm.
It probably caps off at like 999,000.
Yeah.
I've not hit the cap. But yeah, it's a good method for if you want a casual experience.
It's the least frustrating method. I mean, we've been playing a lot of Breath of the Wild, and it does a lot of autosaves. So, like, when you die, it just takes a heart away, especially if you, like, drown or fall off of something.
Yeah, if you are incapacitated through means other than losing all of your hearts, you just show up again with one less heart.
Right.
Which, this game promoting you having a million hearts,
yeah,
it becomes increasingly insignificant when you accidentally drown.
Right. Anyway, we're talking about Legos.
Yeah, Legos. Why is there not a Lego Breath of the Wild?
Because they don't make Lego games out of other video games.
So, I keep mentioning Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I haven't played that one.
I only know the full story of that franchise because of the Lego games. I only watched...
You didn't watch the movies?
I watched the first two movies, and after that I'm like, oh, I don't feel like the next one. And then I found out there were like two more, and I'm like, this is too much.
Listen,
I'm overwhelmed.
The first three, I will stand by this until I die. The first three, I think, are still very good. a lot of people say that the first one was the best, of course, and then the second one is terrible, and the third one is okay. But I think all of the first three, very good. After Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley leave, no, there's no point watching them.
See,
I get bored.
It wasn't even the fact that they were good or bad or not. It was during a time when there's too many movies.
Mm.
I had too many other things to do. I didn't want to have to try and watch everything and keep up.
We're going to have a...
Same reason I'm...
POTC night.
So far behind in the whole Marvel franchise.
That one is more understandable. Like, I haven't watched half of the Marvel movies. I've seen bits and pieces enough to know what's going on in the next full Avengers movie, but...
I try.
Black Panther was worth it, though.
And it was very isolated.
Right.
So, but...
I mean, it does play off Civil War, but...
I did play through the Pirates of the Caribbean game.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I was able to learn what the rest of the story was.
See, that's funny to me, because I can't remember ever actively going through a Lego game in the linear sense. Because I didn't pay attention to the storyline, because that's not what's important in a Lego game. We would just get through the levels so that we could unlock all the stuff.
Yeah. They give you enough story so that you can go, oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I like it better when they don't have voices, because then it's a lot more animated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But speaking of voices, how about that ad break?
Sure.
This ad break is actually a wanted ad.
Okay.
Voice actors wanted. Lego is looking for talented voice actors for an upcoming project. We are interested in anyone with the ability to effectively emulate the vocal style of plastic minifigures and have access to high-quality recording equipment. It is noted that these are all non-speaking roles. For more information, please contact the Lego Talent Agency. See, that joke's funnier before I remembered that there are
actually voices.
Because I only remember the ones where they don't, and then Lego Island, and that's a whole nother can of Legos.
Well, like I said, all the ones that I have, I think, have no voices until you hit Lord of the Rings.
And because, I like it that way.
Because I think, no, the Lord of the Rings one had to have come out before the Hobbit movies. Because I was, oh man, I might have been senior year or out of high school by the time the last Hobbit movie came out, and I had the Lego game well before that, so I was around that time. I'm surprised, so the Pirates of the Caribbean one, how many movies did that cover?
All of them, I think.
They're still making them.
I don't know then.
The first three?
No, more than three.
Oof.
How many are there right now?
I think there's five.
Oh, well then my answer of the first six is probably incorrect.
There's the first three, and then there's On Stranger Tides, and then whatever that one that came out a year and a half ago or whatever. I think it was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
I watched it in the movie theater, and I couldn't tell you what it was called. It was so not exciting, but it probably covered the first three, because that's the most like linear arc.
It had to have been at least four.
Why?
Because I've seen the first three, and I remember it covering stuff I hadn't seen.
Like what?
I don't know. This is Legos. I want to talk about Lego Island.
I wanted to know how recently it had come out.
I could not tell you.
Because it didn't have voices?
No.
Okay.
Lego Island.
Okay.
Came out in the 90s, the PC game.
Yes, we also had this.
One of the first Lego games. Interesting fact about it, the main characters you can play as are all different branches of the intelligent spectrum based off of, what was his name, Hoffman? Dr. Hoffman's theory of the intelligence spectrum. He didn't believe that there was an IQ, that was a good thing to scale people on.
Which is accurate.
He believed that there were, I think it was six different types of intelligence that people have. And then each character in the Lego Island game represented them.
Oh.
For example, what was the pizza wife's name?
Boy, I don't know. It's been 5 ever since I've even touched this game.
I remember 2 people's names. The kid pizza delivery boy and the female police officer. And it was the female police officer was Laura Brick, I believe.
Okay.
The kid's name. God. Pepper Oni.
Jeez.
His name's Pepperoni.
Yeah.
And he delivers pizza on the skateboard. Okay. Me being the tiny male child I was, of course I always played as Pepperoni.
Yes.
I had to. It was like, oh, he's so cool. He skateboards around and throws pizzas like frisbees.
Yes.
I want to be that when I grow up.
So what is Lego Island, since it's not based off of a movie and we can't just readily know what's happening there?
Well, this was during the time when video games are really taking off.
Yes.
Lego, the Lego Corporation, whatever, they were scared that Lego or that video games were going to replace toys. A fair reasoning. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So they started developing their own line of Lego video games, and it began with Lego Island. And it was supposed to be this open world, you know, game where you could play multiple storylines from multiple perspectives. It's kind of ambitious for its time in that mm-hmm. regard. Operates like absolute garbage. I don't know how the child me ever managed, but...
Like, from what I can dredge up from my memory banks, Lego Island makes me think of Roblox.
Not quite. It looks as good as Roblox.
It looks like Roblox.
But it's, yeah, the 6 characters that you can play as, and they all center around one story in that this thief character, who his intelligence form is introspective, he knows what he wants, which is pizza.
Okay.
He orders a pizza. You deliver the pizza. He uses the grease from the pizza to slip out of jail. I don't exactly remember how that worked, but that was the logic. And, like, I guess you have to go get him.
Okay.
So, that's the story of it. Beautiful. And throughout this, you could build things, because it's a Lego game, of course. And
I was going to say something about that with the other Lego games, but I will let you continue talking about Lego Island.
Like, there's a racing game that you can participate in.
Of course there is.
And you can build your own car. And might I also add, you don't go from 0 to 10 as hard as the Lego racing game does. Because you go from, yeah, I'm going to go deliver pizzas or maybe take part in this local race, to I'm now driving through actual hell.
Really?
Like, the Lego racetrack gets wild.
Oh my god.
It is whack. It scared me as a child.
I bet they did that to just have that extreme.
They had to have, yeah. And it was very much extreme, that's for sure.
That's how people liked it in the 90s.
They did like it extreme. Look at Doritos and Skechers.
Yeah. And the most extreme things I can think of.
And then after Lego Island, they came out with a Lego racing game that was very well received. Mm-hmm. So tell me about Lego building in movie
games.
Well,
that's actually the funny thing is, like, when you hear Legos, you think building blocks. Do you know what you don't do in movie-based Lego games?
Yeah, you really don't get that much freedom of creativity.
When you do build things, it is a... I don't know what you'd call it, but there are certain little things that, you know, you either put together
you build something preset.
Right.
You don't build it, you just put it together.
You just hold down X and your character will throw all these blocks together and it will create, you know, a wheel for you to turn so that something will open or
A
cart for you to get in, a door.
The only thing you can really customize is your character.
Yeah. And you can put, like, as the more characters you unlock, the more you can mix and match all the pieces to make your own character, and you can change the colors and stuff. But yeah, that's the funny thing is, like, when you think of it that way, why did Lego make these games at all? Because this is not at all what Legos are about.
Oh, cash money.
They're still good games.
They are good. They are good. Just riding off of that style they're well known for.
Which is the kind of funny thing to me is they they thought, oh no, everyone's going to play video games instead of playing with toys. We'll make a video game about building stuff. And now we've gotten to a point where, yeah, Lego is still known and very, still fully in business with their Lego toys, but their video games are not about building things.
Oh, even better. They're making Legos of video games.
Yes.
They just last year, that could have been news. They released a Lego build set for Bastion, the robot from Overwatch.
Oh.
So, like, there's going to be a line of Overwatch Lego.
Yeah.
You know, there's also Overwatch Nerf guns.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Fun.
I love the idea of building Lego sets. I just don't know if I'd ever actually sit down and do it. And I know that once I did, I would put it on a shelf.
I get it. I like it. Because it's kind of like, I'm going to have the enjoyment of this stylized figurine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to get the satisfaction of having built it
myself. Put it together, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, there's still the raw enjoyment of Legos where you just have a tub of miscellaneous shapes and you...
Oh my gosh.
You build a house of every color.
Okay, when I was little, we had... When all of us were little kids, we had this big yellow tub.
And mine was green.
Like, okay, did it have, like, the really big blocks?
No.
No, we had a big yellow tub that looked like a Lego block. Like, it had the...
Oh, that's cute.
The sticky...
The nubs. The nipples of the Lego piece.
The nipples on the top. So it looked like a Lego block. And then you took the lid off. It had like a handle and stuff. You took the lid off and it had these like jumbo Lego pieces in it.
Oh.
We had a lot of... Yeah, I don't know what happened to them. I guess we got rid of them or something. But yeah, we had a tub of jumbo Legos among like... My brother was real into the Legos. So he would get lots of Lego sets or he would do Bionicle.
God, we used to have this fantasy set where like it came with ogres and like stylized pieces and spears and you could build castles and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I loved that thing. My mother still has it in her house somewhere. I'm going to have to call her.
My sister was very into the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Actually, like anytime there was a movie series that came out, my grandmother especially would just be like, oh, this is something that I need to buy lots of paraphernalia for Elena. And it wasn't until, like, I was into the Harry Potter books that she got me a bunch of that stuff. But when Pirates of the Caribbean was out, Elena actually received a lot of Pirates of the Caribbean toys and a Lego set.
Nice.
And I think she also, at one point, got a How to Train Your Dragon Lego set.
Oh, neat.
And I think we still have, like, the canon and stuff from there.
Our premier object was this big... I say big, it was probably small, and I was just also small. But it was this plastic tote container full of... Mm-hmm. Random Legos, and
we had a lot of random
Legos. I remember the getting excited because I would dump it out and then build with it all evening, and then nighttime would come and I would look at this pile of Legos on the floor and I'd think, I don't want to have to clean this up.
Yeah.
But my parents are gonna be upset with me if I don't.
Aw, you were an aware kid.
I was
Yes. You were aware of the consequences of your actions.
I was aware, yes.
You weren't aware, kid. You were aware.
Yeah, every full moon, kid. I become 6 years old again. It makes moonlight bar runs very complicated.
Well, no, think of it this way. So we say werewolf, right? But you could just as easily say wereman.
Well, no, the were part is what you become during the full moon.
Okay.
It's what you are the least often.
I thought the were part was the part you had to be aware of.
Oh. Oh, well.
We need to talk about Legos.
Yes. Yes, I don't... This digressed in a direction that's got me a bit thrown off. I'm all thinking about where.
We'll talk about this later because.
Where has this conversation gone?
This is my next book.
Were Legos?
No. Just werewolf things.
Werewolf things.
I've been thinking about it for 3 days.
And you know what?
We're here.
I very much look forward to the Lego video game adaption of it.
Is it okay if I do a plug real quick? I think we're coming up towards the end.
I was going to say, you want to put that at the beginning of housekeeping?
Sure.
Is there any more Lego stuff we want to talk about?
No, like we said, they're very simple games.
They are simple. They're fun.
And yeah, I mean, they're probably not that expensive because they're probably not that hard to make. But
I have two things to mention before we end our podcast day.
Mm-hmm.
First one, you know, they're still making Lego games.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, like non-movie ones.
Oh.
They actually had one. I can't remember what it was called recently. Lego Worlds. If you thought you had, like, options before, you can build anything in Lego World.
Lego Minecraft.
I actually saw somebody, they had created Dark Souls.
Oh, God.
In Lego. Like, in this Lego game. It was impressive. It was very cool. They had to, like, some of the gameplay features weren't the same, but it was still the world, and, like, you had a suit of armor, skeletons appeared, everything. It was very nice.
Hmm.
Other thing. Did you know North America is the only place where people refer to more than one Lego as Legos?
Yeah, I guess everywhere else it's just already plural.
Everywhere else it's Lego, like bird. Like, look at all of these Lego. Whereas we Americans...
Like bird?
I think I meant fish. I meant fish. Look at all these bird.
Look at so many bird. Just... all of the birds.
Yeah. So, like, fish, you know. Look at all these Lego. Look at all these fish.
Okay.
America is the one with the plurals. Look at all these Legos.
We just like to put S's on.
So, if we have any international listeners, please understand.
We're saying it wrong because it's just if you've had a
very
here.
Frustrating 45 minutes. Now you know. I'm sorry. Sorry, 45 minute. Now you know why.
45 minute. We're just going to take the S's off of everything now.
That worked for me.
Okay.
That's a lisp joke.
We're going to take the S off of everything.
How do you say S without using an S? We're going to take that one symbol everyone drew on their desks in high school.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Housekeeping.
Okay.
Tell us about your thing.
Okay, I'm an author now.
Officially.
Officially.
Published.
My book is out. If you are interested in reading a thing that I have written, I wrote a... romance novel called King of Fools.
Mm-hmm.
It's very low heat, if that is.
Can I get all professional reviewer, Brandon?
Yes, because I have no idea how to say this. Like, you can find it on Amazon or on the Burroughs Publishing Group website.
Yeah, the BurroughsPublishingGroup.com, King of Fools. It'll link you to all of the various outlets, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, some other third thing I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a...
So I've only gotten about 5 chapters in so far, but I can definitely much appreciate it for the realness, I guess you could say.
Mm.
It doesn't feel fictional. The a lot of, like, the character behavior, the interaction, the thought process, the situations that you're presented with, they aren't over dramatic as much as they are, you know, plausibly dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't shy away from people being dramatic because I felt like that was an essential component of a romance novel, is people being dramatic about their feelings.
And that's something that's always put me off about romance things. It's like, what's that one podcast called? Welcome to Night Vale?
Mm-hmm.
They were the radio guy entered in a relationship with scientist dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop listening because I was getting really sick of just hearing him gush about his boyfriend every episode. And, like, I get it, it's cute and whatnot, please stop it. But I don't have that problem this time with King of Fools so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good because then it shows that it's not this overly gushy, just kind of romance thing. It's actual real emotion, not goosh.
Well, maybe one day I will be interviewed on that process where I can give all the answers on that.
That's true.
I'm not going to do a
right.
whole full-on interview here, but...
So, if you want to read about...
It is a... I don't want to say historical, but...
It is historical fiction.
It's...
by definition.
Yeah. We were purposefully vague on the time period, but it is... late 1600s to late 1700s,
yeah,
kind of in that area.
That phrase, don't expect televisions, but, you know, they have roads.
They do have, yeah, and it's in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of French here and there scattered about it.
Which my text-to-speech engine is not fond of.
Does not like. And it is a gay romance, so it's features two male leads. And, I've been told that all of the side characters are equally as lovable, so...
They've been pretty good so far. My favorite's the oily bear. But if you want to know what I'm talking about, you have to go read for yourself.
Not even a character, but okay.
Too bad, he's my favorite. the oiled bear.
He means actual bear, by the way. Yeah, not like
mama bear in this relationship. I'm talking like grizzly, go get a fish, but also oiled.
Okay, so
actual housekeeper.
Yes.
Go check out her book.
It's only like $4.
I'll put links to it in the show notes.
Thank you. You can find it on my Twitter, too.
That, too. Rest of the housekeeping. If you can give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be helpful to us. It helps people find us, which helps people listen to us, which validates us. Please.
Yeah, no, I super know the need for validation at this point.
Oh, yeah, I can bet. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at Cozy Co-op Podcast. No punctuation in there. I tweet when the episode goes live and jokes sometimes.
Yes.
You know, it's a good place. Go check it out. You can email us. If you want to email us comments about an upcoming game, suggest a game, remark on a previous episode, whatever you want, send us pictures of your Lego sets. You can do so at cozycoop@thelizardrock.com.
I would love to see pictures of people's Lego sets.
I would love, every single time I've said send me pictures of blank, I actually want to see these things. Don't think I'm joking. Send me these pictures. TheCozyCoop.com is where we host the podcast, and it is where we get our news from. Every Monday through Friday, I post news about the video game industry. Check it out there. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so by one-time donation, purchase a video game for yourself, buy Justine's book. That counts.
It does count.
But for more information on that, you can go to thelizardrock.com/support. Next week's game. It's not that one. It's the other one.
Next week, we are going to be doing...
Do you remember the title?
Call of Cthulhu.
Uh-huh. Five words.
I know. Call of Cthulhu. I don't remember what the title is.
Blank blank of the blank.
Thanks.
Come on, just give me anything. Let's okay, hold on. Hold on. Give me an adjective, a noun, and a noun. We'll Mad Lib this one.
Dark tentacles face.
Call of Cthulhu, Dark Tentacles of the Faith.
Does that not sound like a Call of Cthulhu game?
It sounds like some kind of Call of Cthulhu content, but you normally have to get past an age gate for it. It is Call of Cthulhu. I messed up now. Okay, you don't get to know.
Call of Cthulhu. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Dark Corners of the Earth.
Dark Corners of the Earth. I got dark right.
It is, I think it was 2006. It is an RPG published by Bethesda featuring the familiar stylings of H.P. Lovecraft.
Fun fact, first Let's Play I ever watched was this game.
Fun fact, most recent Let's Play I've published. Actually, I believe it goes up literally right now.
Okay.
I scheduled it for literally right now. The moment we're recording this, the first playthrough episode I've done for a client is going up right now.
Excellent.
Wow, look at that timing.
Go look that up and later.
Yeah, no one watches them. It's so weird. Anyway, let's end the podcast, shall we?
All right. That's it for us today. Cozy up with us next week on The Cozy Co-op.
Outro music. I thought about just pretending to be quiet. Huh. Huh.